Hello, I got a client. The school's demanding he get a mandatory root beer float. Know what I'm saying? So that's what we're going to refer to it now as a root beer float. The young man writes. Dear asshole, I'd like a video request. Title of this video can be, should I get the root beer float to attend college? You are someone that has meant a lot to me. I was really going to major in criminology because I really like detective novels. Oh, man, do we save your ass. Why don't you become a cop? Like, what? Why not become a cop? Want to become a detective after reading Worthless and majored in accounting instead? You could still become a cop then. Your videos also got me out of my deep depression in high school. Your rants also inspired me to stick to a workout schedule for over a year now. Awesome. Still could become a cop. My dilemma is this. My university sent me an email saying all employees and students have not provided proof of root beer float will be required to test weekly on campus. Individuals who do not provide proof of the cure to root beer floats or test weekly would be contacted directly and be expected to adhere to the policy to avoid disciplinary action. I love how colleges and universities think they're a fourth layer of government that they can like discipline you. All they can do is kick you out. That's it. It also says these requirements will be in place until September 30th when they will reassess their policies. I don't believe them. I think these policies are permanent, at least for the semester. Remember Batman Forever? It's going to be the beer disease forever. It will be with us forever because the cure apparently didn't cure anything. This is their attempt to force every student to get the cure for the root beer float. I could send a copy of the email to you to read yourself. I'm not getting the experimental root beer float put into my body. I am not an anti-root beer floater, but I am against this particular root beer float. I feel like it is potentially more dangerous than the disease would be to me. I don't trust the scientific community or doctors saying that it is safe. Now, in fairness, I don't think they just rolled this out. Here, put that in there. That'll work. No doubt there was some science that went into it, and I'm not necessarily against getting a root beer float myself. I want to see what happens in 5 years. Then maybe I'll get the root beer float. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'm like, oh, no one died? Okay, I guess I don't need the root beer float. But if it, like, 5 years go by and no one's growing third arms or a pet, okay, I'm not against it. But they have forced this decision upon you much earlier than that. So I understand where you're coming from. It would be one thing if this root beer float had been around for 10 years and we knew for a fact it was safe. There are cases of people dying from the root beer float that aren't really talked about. I'm not going to risk death to avoid getting the sniffles. I'm writing all this just to show you that I'm trying to use logic and make the best logical decision for my health. I understand completely. I understand. I'm not looking for any trouble. I just want to be left alone. Oh, not in this country. Nope. Socialists and the Womans just need you to comply because that's how they get off. I just want to be left alone, but I'm also done being pushed around by these people. I thought all of this disease stuff was nonsense from the beginning, but I always assumed it would stop after the election. No, the disease is real, okay? And it does threaten frail, old, compromised individuals. And, you know, not to be like middle of the road guy, but that's just what I know. I mean, like, okay, yeah, I understand. But now it has gone well beyond into tyranny. And this is just a power play. This is just, you have entire states that don't mandate root beer floats. And they're doing just fine. And this is, keep in mind, this is coming from academia, who are just, they're ground zero for Marxist leftists. And so they're going to push this agenda. They are going to do social control. And so I'll tell you my solution now. Just go online. Go get your degree online. Drop out of this school, which I could say University of Eau Claire, by the way, mandating root beer floats. Go to school online. Okay. Your degree. So, and we're going to go through your specific field in a bit. I'm also not getting tested for the disease. The disease test involves, yeah, I know it's very uncomfortable. I'm definitely not doing it weekly. So my first question to you is this, asshole, should I get the vaccine to continue going to university? Should I get the root beer float to continue going to university? If you put a gun to my head, I would rather get the root beer float than get tested for the disease weekly. So it's really a decision about getting the root beer float or not. To help you make this decision, I'll include financial information. You got a real legit job, part-time, living home with your dad, got a lot of money, got that, got a good GPA, pursuing your CPA, you're halfway done. God, dude, man. Man, just, you guys have got to get to the effing point. First, let's discuss discipline. No, okay, I'm done. Second, let's discuss what I could do if they expel me. I could either go to an online university, Arizona State Online, or I could take a bunch of welding classes, just commit to becoming the best welder I could be. All right, I'm not against you becoming a welder, but just go online, man. Go online. Now, here's where you want to become a CPA. You're in Wisconsin, and here's what you have to do. I'm not going to review all the emails because, frankly, I just don't have the time. I did a quick little research, and I did not find anything about different states' CPA boards or state certification accountancy boards, or whatever they're called. I don't think they discriminate between in-person campuses or online campuses, as long as the degree is accredited. Now, you want to become a CPA in Wisconsin. All right, contact the CPA Society of Wisconsin and find out, can I go to school? This is the most important thing. Can I go to school online, get an accredited college degree from Western Governors University, Arizona State Online, other universities, and sit for the CPA exam? Now, Wisconsin may require some master's degrees or master's classes. I don't know how many credits you need, but figure that out. All right. Go online. Get your advanced classes out of the way. And then if Wisconsin says, yeah, that's accepted, save that email so they don't change. You can sue them. So you got to protect yourself against boomers and Xers. We just changed our mind. Didn't tell anyone. You have to go back to school again. But if they say those online accredited degrees count, those credits count, boom. I don't know why any of you are going to a physical school. I don't know why, guys. Why are you going to a physical campus? Forget the politics. Parking, fees, time, commute, living, and you're living at home. Go to school online. Do your welding job. Why are you wasting your time walking to classes? Don't tell me the trim is that hot in Wisconsin. It isn't. I grew up there. Many times have changed. It's gotten worse. That's what I do. Just go online. Don't. And there's a piece of me. It's like, will you people please fight back? You do know the people who are generally against getting the root beer float are the more productive members of society. And if you all just go on strike to say, no, I'm not getting the root beer float. And no, I'm not coming to the office. I'm commuting now. Telecommuting. I'm not commuting, physical commuting anymore. You own them. They don't owe you. Have you seen what happened at the service industry? All these restaurants are at the behest of servers, of server class folk, which is nothing wrong with that. But these aren't surgeons and doctors. This is kind of an entry level wait staff. All right. They will not have a business. They will not have income if you people for once grew a effing pair of balls and said, no root beer float, online education, and no, I'm not effing commuting. I will work remote. And I love how you got a backup plan with your welding job. I love it. So I would go to school online. I would drop out of Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Take away your money, all right? Go. It's just, what do we do? Socialism is taking over the country. Here's a perfect opportunity to fight back and deprive UW Eau Claire of what, $9,000 in tuition a year? Right? And leave. Western Governors Union, assuming Wisconsin Society of CPAs allows that. Right? then you go, you got some extra time, maybe take a welding class or two, maybe even get certified in welding. And then you don't have to deal with this. So there you go. That's it. Super chats. I think we got one here. Adriano Ramos, watch your Yuri Bezmov analysis from a year ago. You mentioned that he didn't mention feminism destroying the West. Actually, he did under women's liberation. Duly noted. I really ought to do a video on traitism because it identifies all this for what it is. It doesn't matter, women, minority, non-binary, gender, mentally, whatever. It is lazy people hiding behind traits either that they're born with or made up to steal money from other people. And also, sadly, in the process of doing that, besmirching the reputation of that group of people. That's another not fringe benefit, fringe cost or negative externality associated with that. So it could be fairly, it's just lazy people who take inventory of traits they were born with and say, hey, skin color, gender, what I think up here. Oh, I believe I'm oppressed. Give me more money. That's it. That's all it is. So what, it doesn't matter if it's women's liberation, feminism, racial theory, whatever. It's a lazy people besmirching the reputation of the group they use as an excuse for victimhood. That's all traitism is. When you put it in that context, it's very clear. That person is not oppressed. It's not, how do I want to put it? That is not a trait. Hispanic, black person, female. That is a lazy person hiding behind the fact they are Hispanic, male, or female, whatever doesn't matter. That's what it's a lazy person who just happens to be female, Hispanic, Asian, Jewish, whatever it is. That's what it is. All right, that's it. Questions, answers, assholeconsulting.com. See you guys later, Toodles.